I welcome councillors and council staff and members of the gallery. I declare the meeting opened at 4 minutes past 6 p.m. Can I ask that you be upstanding for the council prayer? Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. Please be seated. I'd like to acknowledge the Wangal people as the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to the elders, both past, present and emerging, and extend that respect to other First Nations people who may be present. I remind councillors of their oath of affirmation of office under section 223A of the Local Government Act 1993 and their obligations under council's code of conduct to disclose and appropriately manage conflicts of interest. I note that the meeting of council and council committees are audio recorded for the purpose of assisting with the preparation of minutes and promoting public transparency, and they are promptly made available for public review via the council website. I note we have an apology from Councillor Esper. It's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Yang. Her apology and leave of absence to accept the declared unanimously. Before I move on to declarations, I note, Michelle, at the last council meeting we approved for security to attend online. Do we need to go through that process again? Thank you. Part six, declarations of interest by councillors. I note there are no, sorry, so you can't take photos in the chamber. Sorry, James. Declarations of interest by councillors. I note there are no declarations of interest. Declarations of political donations. Note there are no declarations of political donations. Confirmation of the previous minutes for the 26th of November 2024. Been moved by Councillor Yang, seconded by Councillor Manor. Put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. First item is the Merrill Minute in relation to the conclusion of the Burwood 150 years anniversary. In 2024, we have proudly celebrated our 150th anniversary, commemorating Council's official incorporation in 1874, while the Burwood local government area has undergone remarkable transformation and growth since its formation. I am proud that we continue to honour our unique heritage, character and rich history, and importantly, the stories of our community. As I have previously remarked, the Burwood success story is a testament to the resilience, unity and spirit of its people. Shaped by successive waves of migration from around the world, we have become one of the most culturally diverse communities in Australia. Today, Burwood is known as a vibrant and dynamic city in the heart of Sydney, a place where innovation and tradition meet. While we are embracing global trends, we remain committing to preserving our rich history and deepening our sense of appreciation for the stories that make us who we are. Throughout 2024, our Burwood 150 Years program has successfully united and engaged our community through festivals like the Burwood Street Party, the special meeting of council held in July this year was also truly a night to remember, including the launch of the pictorial history of Burwood, a timeless legacy for generations to come. New public artworks, special commissions, exhibitions, historical talks and tours have brought the life and the stories of Burwood's places, people and cultural icons, engaging the entire community in a shared spirit of celebration. It is evident that the spirit of the past milestone anniversaries in 1924 have been matched in 2024. I would like to acknowledge the tireless work and creativity of council staff in bringing these initiatives to life. I would also like to recognise and thank the members of the Burwood 150 Years Anniversary Steering Committee who have worked alongside council staff since 2021 and now conclude their term. I therefore move that council acknowledges and thanks all council staff involved in delivering the highly successful Burwood 150 year program, recognising their exceptional service to the Burwood community, and two, recognises and thanks the Burwood 150 years anniversary steering committee for their dedication and commitment to supporting the Burwood 150 years program from 2021 to 2024. I put the minute, councillors. All those in favor, those against, declare that carried unanimously. So we'll move on to reports.
Of council, the first report being item 7/33,
which is on page 6. Moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Wu. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 71/24, review of council expenses facility policies, moved by Councillor Yang, seconded by Councillor Wu. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 72/24, review of delegations from council to the GM, moved by Councillor Yang, seconded by Councillor Manner. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. 73/24, which is the investment report. It's been moved by Councillor Yang, seconded by Councillor Wu. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Reports of committees. Page 46, Build Local Traffic Committee, moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Wu. Speakers for, against, put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. 150 Years Anniversary Steering Committee Minutes, December 2024, RC 10/24. Item moved by Councillor Yang, seconded by Councillor Manner. Put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. That's the end of the business item, and thanks for those residents that came in attendance. I'd like to wish you all, as this was our last meeting for 2024. It's the close of our council calendar. I know there are a number of events coming up. I'd like to wish you all and you and your families and our residents a safe and Merry Christmas. And please stay safe over the summertime. Thanks to all the staff for this year and all the work that you've put through. To the councillors, especially the new councillors that have come on board, welcome and congratulations once again. Hopefully you'll enjoy and have a quiet Christmas before a very busy 2025. And a very Merry Christmas to all our residents as well here in Build, and have a safe one. Thank you, and I declare the meeting closed at 6:11 p.m. Thank you.